Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
And we are back here for the second half. Mountain Home set to receive this second half kickoff. This third quarter is going to be brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is Mountain Home is set to receive this kickoff, leading 27-7 in this game. We expect to see in the second half, boys. Heavy run, right?
Yeah, more of the same. I feel like third quarters have kind of been our quarter. Some of these games that we've been playing where they just start to impose will.
They really do. I mean, you had so much success with the run there, and we saw some great passes too. I don't know, guys. I think we might see them throw a little bit more.
So Bamber's going to kick this ball off. It is going to sail into – oh, my goodness. I just got a text.
That's
Tobias and Folgers. It said, brew it up for the second half. Please put your name on that. Please, if you sent that, put your name on that. That is phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Mountain Home going to start this drive first at 10 at the 20-yard line. I would love to be able to download this picture and put it on Bomber Sports. I don't know.
Yeah, Sam toss it to him.
Yeah, so he can figure out how to do it. Oh, yeah, we can put it on the camera. We're definitely going to do that. Anyways, Barrett Miller's going to hand off the ball. Chandler's going to spin, hit the X button inside, turn and get down inside the 25 to the 27-yard line.
Did you say hit the X button?
Isn't that what it is, to spin?
Yeah, I know.
He did.
It's just awesome.
It's going to be a 7-yard gain on the first down as Chenoweth gets the ball out to the 27-yard line. Handoff's going to be fake to Chenoweth as Barrett's going to keep it around the left side. He's going to get stood up. He's going to get 1 yard. Going to bring up third down and two in this opening possession at the 28-yard line.
Just ran into a slew of pointers there. Able to find it.
The pack of pointers, maybe? Barrett's going to keep it off the right side.
Oh.
He's going to fight for yardage, and he's going to get it. He's going to get way out past the 35-yard line to the 37-yard line. Going to be first down yardage for Mountain Home. If you don't know, We had Tobias talking about Folgers coffee and hair earlier. And so
I feel like I've been steered wrong my whole life. Even my wife got in the action. She sent me a meme that Folgers is coffee, but that's one of my business. It's got Kermit sipping Kermit, the coffee. That's great.
Hand off to Chenoweth. He's going to take the ball out past the 40, down to the 43-yard line. You know, we second down and four here.
Best part of waking up.
Barrett's going to fake the handoff and keep around the right side. He's got room. He's out past the 50, 45. He's going to drag a tackler into pointer territory down inside the 30-yard line. Mountain Home is going to get first down yards. Everybody was just holding their breath waiting on a hold. And there's no hold called there. Mountain Home going to be setting business here. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Here you go, Sam, if you want to put that up for the camera.
Show the world. Somebody's really creative. That's pretty good.
Oh, the snap. Oh, no. Is going to be fumbled. But Barrett Chenoweth is going to be able to fall on it. It's going to be a loss of two and bring the ball back, if you can see this.
Best part of
brew the boom. Brew the boom.
Love it,
it's awesome. We love our fans and how creative they are.
The best part of waking up is a little boom in your cup.
Oh, there you go. Folgers, watch out.
get you some.
It's going to be second down and 12 at the 32-yard line.
Again, set.
Barrett's going to be in shotgun. Chenoweth is going to be behind him. Handoff's going to go straight up the middle. Chenoweth has got Kingston Sevilla out in front of him. He's going to, Meach is going to push him out, get him some yardage as he gets the ball inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24. Bring up third down and four from Mount Home at the 24-yard line.
That last run put Chenoweth over 100. Miller, he's got over 200 tonight on the ground.
Goodness wow. gracious.
Goose Gossage.
Nice to have those weapons back there. Hit him with a 1-2 punch.
It's third quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. 9:05. The clock is working this one as Chenoweth gets a huge hole, and he's going to take this one in. 24-yard touchdown, Bombers. Jacob Chenoweth hits a hole that you can drive me, Tobias, and Barkley through in one time. That is his fourth touchdown of the game. Mountain Home leads 33-7 with 8:58 left in this third quarter. Brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic.
I think the whole band could have got through that hole. I mean it. That is a huge hole.
Well, at least all the seniors.
Yeah.
The kick is back and the kick is up and good. Ethan Clark, your senior, able to put that in for the extra point. Mountain Home leads 34-7. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Saracen Casino is Central Arkansas's closest place to play. And tomorrow evening, you could win Toyota's all-new first-edition Land Cruiser from Trotter Toyota. This new-look Land Cruiser is the perfect example of legendary styling, and it could be yours tomorrow night just for playing your favorite slot and table games at Saracen Casino. Take your chance at winning a first-edition Land Cruiser.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
The love of football defines fall weekends and, in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
Ballard is going to approach the ball, and he is going to kick it off here. It is going to bounce and bring the Van Buren player down to 12 and Mount Home with great coverage. It's like Hunter Estes down there, able to make the tackle by the shoestrings. Van Buren brings the return out to the 21-yard line.
He dived and grabbed his foot there, man. That was a great tackle. That was a great one-handed, one-foot tackle. He made it.
Hunter Estes making plays down there.
Man, showing off. Look at that, guys. That's awesome.
Down here in the front. Yeah, the drum line. That's pretty awesome.
Got him go.
First down and 10. Van Buren going to have the ball here to start their opening possession of the second half at the 21-yard line.
Uh-oh.
They're going to try to go to the play with Cooley around the outside. He's going to get the edge, but Mount Home does a great job stringing him out, as they're going to run him out of bounds for just a minimal gain. We have second down and long as he gets pushed out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
I wish I knew his 40 time, but he's got to be sub-4.5. That guy can move.
He's got some wheels.
He can flip the switch and get in bed before the light goes off. This third quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic as Van Buren takes a snap. He's going to roll out to his right. He's looking to pass, and he's got Cooley, but it's going to be incomplete. Pass was thrown out to about the 30-yard line. Would have been close to first down yardage, but it ended falling on the turf as Williford is unable to complete the pass to Cooley. And it's going to be a third down and 8 for Van Buren.
Big third down here for the Bombers. This quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Call them today, 870-424-4710. Dr. Ed Roeder, Dr. Tom Knox, and Dr. Wynn Moore do a great job over there. Give them a call today.
Williford's going to take the snap. It's going to be a quick wide receiver screen. He's there, making a concerted effort to get it to Cooley. That's his third touch in as many plays. He's going to get pushed out of bounds well short of the first down as he gets out to the 27-yard line. And we got fourth down and 4, and Van Buren is keeping their offense on the field. Woo, I don't know about this call.
That's deep to be keeping your offense on the
field. Very deep.
Watch the hard count.
Or the pooch punt by the quarterback. And they are snapping it. Wilford is rolling to his right. He is pressured. It is incomplete. It is going to fall incomplete. Blake Vacco with the pressure. Gus Wilbur, Talon Palmer with the coverage. Mountain Home takes over and downs deep in their own territory. First down and 10 at the 28-yard line. Because we're looking to put this one away early here.
We are. So we got to sit down and go out with those guys, and we asked them, what kind of music do you like? Little Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. That's like, wow, that was our era.
Ooh.
So we had to put it in this week. Get it on the board so we can listen to it. But, man, what defense is just doing a great job tonight.
It'll be first down and 10 at the 28-yard line as Barrett's going to take a snap. It is a reverse. Uh-oh. It is a reverse flea flicker. Reverse. As they get it back to Barrett, Barrett's going to be forced out to his right. He's going to reverse field. He's got all kinds of yardage. He's going to throw it back to Palmer on the left side. Who's got room? Inside the 20, 15, 10. Get pushed out of bounds after playing school ball recess football. The reverse flea flicker. Barrett
double
rolls to his right, has guys, turns the field, goes back to his left. Palmer sits down, gets the ball inside the 10, gonna bring up first down and go Mountain Home at the 8-yard line. Barrett takes the snap. He's gonna fake the handoff. He's gonna keep it out the middle. He's got touchdown Bombers. Barrett Miller with the 8-yard run on first and goal to give Mountain Home the 40-7 lead here with 8:09. Because Mountain Home's keeping their offense on the field. So yeah, we're going to go for two here.
Go for two. Miss that extra point. You got to get it.
This is unlike Coach Harry, right?
Hey, how nice is it to have a clock back?
Barrett's going to take snap, hand off to Chenoweth, and he is going to get in. Two-point conversion is going to be good. Mountain Home up 36-7 here with 8:09 left in this third quarter, brought to you by Baxter Health. I'm sorry, I think I gave the score earlier wrong. I didn't think they'd put it up there yet, but they sure have. Mountain Home up 36-7. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And we're back here, 42-7. It is going to be a running clock now. It will be a running clock as Van Buren had a player that's hobbled up. He's coming off the sideline over there. It looks like a lower extremity injury as well. But 8:09 left in this third quarter. We will have a running clock, guys, for the rest of the game. The clock will not stop.
So knowing what you're looking down the barrel of next week, are you starting to get guys in? You still starting to get guys out? You start to bring in some of those JV guys and
I would think
and
so.
Rest some of your workhorses. I mean, like I told you already, 202 yards for Miller, 132 for Chenoweth, 4 touchdowns for Chenoweth. Miller's 5-for-6 passing.
Yeah, what a great night for Barrett back there. Mountain Home leads 42-7 with 8:09.
And score update, we got 27-21. Lake Hamilton still leading in the third.
Ball's going to be squib kicked up the middle. It is going to be fielded by Van Buren, and they're going to run it out past the 35. They're going to start this possession at the 38-yard line. Yeah, I think, Barkley, to your point, I think you can start seeing some guys trickle in. Maybe not pull everybody out, but bring some guys, trickle them in, let them get some reps, let them get some playing time, and we'll try to keep you abreast on all those of them as they come in.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait till Greenwood is up 70-14 on Fort Smith Southside. I think they're coming with a vengeance after losing their wide receiver.
Man, they put on the pink. You're going to run them up like that? Man.
So Williford's going to take the snap. They're going to try to get the ball out to Cooley. That's going to be, guys, they're just trying to get Cooley. They're trying to get zero his touches.
Yeah.
Mount Holmes strings it out very well. As Hunter Estes comes up and makes the tackle, Cooley is going to get brought down maybe for no gain, maybe a loss of one, and it looks like he's down over there, guys. We have second down and 10 as he is on the sideline, and they're going to stop the clock here.
Man, that's something you never want to see, Brad, whenever a team's down like they are and then guys just keep going down, keep going down. That's hard on morale. It's really hard on the fan base.
Yeah. Speaking of fan base, man, Van Buren did travel pretty well over there. If you look at all the green and black and on the sideline, on the visitor sideline.
Yeah.
Traveled pretty well. But there is a timeout. It is Cooley down. He is up now and getting around.
This quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Tom Knox, Lynn Moore, Ed Roeder specialize in general sports medicine, providing our athletes with high-quality, compassionate care. Call them today, 870-424-4710, Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic.
Once again, hit us up on the Homper Termite and Pest Control text line. Locations in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville, 870-321-6839. Let us know who works hard that needs appreciation that may not always get it.
Who's 80?
For Mountain Home?
Mm-hmm.
Ruescher.
He just went.
Orion Ruescher coming in from Mountain Home on that left side over there. Pass is going to be out. They're going to get Keller in the backfield. And Dawson, the dog Dunlap, comes out for the big hit. 5 yard loss, or 3 yard loss as it gets back up to the 35 yard line. Coming up third down and 13 here for Van Buren.
Van Buren just cannot find any weapons or any offense, guys. They try to find something. The Bombers blow them up in the backfield.
At what point do you look and say, our defense is pretty good?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Williford takes a snap. It looks like he's going to set the screen. He gets smoked. The screen is set up, and it just goes nowhere. Mountain Home, TP out there. Peterson had a hand on it, and then they were able to come and get cleaned up. It looked like Hunter Essers, or was that the dog again?
That's
out there?
The dog is eating.
He is filling his right now. Taylor Peterson with a great stop to try to knock him down, and then Dawson Dunlap comes in and just cleans up. Going to bring up 2 yard game, but it's going to bring up 4th and 11, and Van Buren back to punt again. 5:25 left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic third quarter.
You got to think now you'll probably start to see some substitutions.
Snap is back. The kick is away. I see Bellamy over here warming up. I see Gage Wilson throwing. The punt is going to bound inside the 20 and roll all the way down inside the 10, down to the 7, down to the 6, down to the 6. He tried to kick it and push it a little further. He got to try. That's where Mountain Home will take over all the way down at the 7-yard line. And then we do indeed see Gage Wilson coming in. Also, Pinkston for Mountain Home, 61. That's a senior that's out there. He's going to come in and get some reps here in his final game. Ivan Pinkston.
And Connor Schultz.
Connor Schultz coming in, running back. Had a great season as a JV running back.
Good to see some of these guys getting some work.
Wilson's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off. Schultz going to keep the ball up the middle as he powers his way out past the – right at the 10-yard line. Be a 4 yard gain. Gonna bring up 2nd down and 6.
Connor's a 5'9", 170-pound junior. He hasn't had a lot of touches this season.
No, not in the varsity action, but a lot in JV, and runs the ball very, very well.
Okay.
Yeah, a really nice patient runner. Kind of Jacob Chenoweth-esque back there. Runs the ball really good. Wilson gonna take the snap. He's gonna hand it off to Schultz. Schultz's gonna get around the left side. He's got some room. He's gonna get tripped up though as he almost makes the 15-yard line. Out to the 14, going to bring up 3rd down and short, 2 to be exact, as Mountain Home is looking to pick up this 3rd down deep in their own territory. .334 left in this running clock as Mountain Home has got up 42-7. That's probably why we went for 2, is to get that 35 and get that running clock, guys. Didn't think about that. Wilson, handoff. He's going to keep it. He's going to power his way close to first down yardage. He's going to get stood up right at the 16-yard line. They're going to say first down. Got enough for first down yards. First down, Mountain Home. 3:11 left in this third quarter.
It's awesome. You'll see. We'll get some substitutions in there. Still getting first down. Still moving the football.
Mountain Home on the ball. Wilson. Hard count. Tries to draw Van Buren offside. Now looks to the sideline to get his play.
Must have a great hard count. He almost always makes him draw sides when he's in there.
Going to take the snap. Inside handoff to Schultz. Schultz has yardage. Pass the 20, 25, 30. Rumbles his way out past the 30 to the 31-yard line. First down Bombers.
It's quick. It's fast.
Yeah, Schultz hits the ball. He hits the running back position is in great hands. You got Bellamy that's back there. You got Schultz. You got guys. Barrett's going to be coming back. You got a lot of guys that are going to get some yardages. Gage takes a handoff, gives it to Schultz up the middle, running hard as he picks up six to the 37-yard line.
Man, what a blessing to be able to grab any running back and be like, get in, give me some yards. Yep. Hey, you get in, give me some yards. That's a reflection of the running backs you got. That's also a reflection of the line that you got blocking for them.
That's right. Ivan Pinkston in, the senior on that, looks like the left guard position for Mountain Home. Mountain Home's content just wearing this clock down. So, but he's in the center position. So you got all seniors on the line right now for Mountain Home, which is pretty awesome. That Wilson awesome. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it. Stay pacing around the left side. Get hit about the original line of scrimmage. Put his head down and maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. He might give him one. We got third down and four for Mountain Home.
Yeah, you were giving shout-outs earlier of some alumni that were celebrating their 60th. David Benedict, class of 1957. I saw him in the stands earlier when I was going out. He was a manager for the football team in 57. So shout-out to him.
Wilson takes a snap, going to hand off to Schultz. He's going to get right at first down yardage, dive forward, get out past the 42. Indeed, it is going to be enough for first down. First down yardage, Mount Home, first and 10 at the 42-yard line. 54 seconds left in this third quarter. I think Mount Home's content just to let this running clock go down, and so is Van Buren. They can get on the road and get home.
You think they're trying to get home?
First down and 10. Gage is going to put the ball in the belly of the running back. Finally handed off as Schultz gets around the right side. Getting too close to midfield as he gets brought down at the 48-yard line. And nice pickup of 6 yards on first down. Makes it nice for you, doesn't it?
Man. Schultz come in, 6 touches, 37 yards, just like clockwork.
So we have the Lake Hamilton game on as well. It's third quarter, minute 31 left. Lake Hamilton leading 27-21 over Shiloh Christian.
It's fourth and one right now, so big play there for them in that game. We're kind of watching both simultaneously.
And this quarter is going to come to an end. Mount Home leading 42-7 over the Van Buren Pointers. That's the end of the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. And watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.